Hi, Marty Lurie here, Jim Rosenhaus. What a pleasure to see him. Know him for many years. He's one of the play-by-play voices of Cleveland Indians Radio. Jim, nice to have you here.
Great to be here, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thrilled to have you here. All right, Tribe Baseball, World Series last year. And look, it's a thrill for anyone to be involved with a World Series, a team that wins a pennant. Tell us a little bit of your experience.
It was just tremendous. And it's funny because I think when you're in it, it's great because you're in it, but you don't know how to capture people nationally. But because I think it was the Cubs and the Indians, two teams that hadn't won in forever, and then it turned out to be a really good series, especially Game 7. After the fact, when you started calling around, or maybe different people from radio shows around the country would want to talk to you, and they would start talking about how great a series it was, then you kind of felt, hey, man, it must have been a really good one, because from my perspective, it's the first World Series I'd ever called, so it was the best thing ever. It could have been a four-game sweep, and it would have been great, but it truly was a memorable 10 days or so. Unfortunate ending if you work for the Indians or you're a Tribe fan, but still I think you could take away that it was a great, great series.
All right, nice to have Jim with us. Let's go back just a little bit in your career. Where'd you grow up? What kind of baseball fan were you, and how did you get into broadcasting?
Grew up in New Jersey, so we were fortunate before the days of interleague play. We were in a National and American League city because you could go in and see the Mets or the Yankees, or even I wasn't too far a drive from Philadelphia, so we could pretty much see anyone we wanted to. So when the stars from other teams would come in, you could plan accordingly from either league, which was great. So saw a lot of baseball when I was a kid. Got into broadcasting just in radio news in New Jersey, but then my first job was with the Indian Single-A Club in Kinston, North Carolina, in the Carolina League, and loved it. Was in the Carolina League for 5 years with Kinston and then Wilmington, Delaware, and then on to AAA Buffalo, which was an Indians farm team, and then to the Cleveland Indians.
Well, great story. Jim Rosenhaus with us. We met when you were with the Buffalo team. He played Memories of the Game on a Sunday for us way back there in Buffalo, so I was very glad to provide that to you. All right, let's talk 2017 Cleveland Indians. You know, it's that Central. All the races seem to be settled, except maybe the American League Central, American League East, and the National League Central, but everyone else seems to be making their reservations for October. What happened to the Tribe this year?
Yeah, it's a good question, Marty, and I think what's refreshing from an Indian standpoint is the players to a man, and Tito, Terry Francona, they will not say it's a World Series hangover. They're not buying that. They just are having a hard time playing good, consistent baseball. There have been players who had great years a year ago who are just having okay years this season. So they haven't really been able to get it going consistently. The pitching started slowly. Kluber was down for a month, and that they missed him for sure. But that's starting to settle in now, and I think they're hoping that if the pitching is what it has been the past several seasons, that'll be able to carry them to where they'd like to go. But so far, it sure has been a challenge, and I think it shows you, no matter what you've done the year before, every year there's a new set of challenges.
Yeah, what about the division itself? I mean, Minnesota all of a sudden is still hanging in there. And I always say, if a team hangs around long enough, watch out. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's still in there, and Kansas City is all of a sudden, after a terrible April, they're playing pretty good baseball.
Well, if you had asked in spring training, I certainly would have had the Royals and the Tigers as the two challengers for the Indians, for sure, just because Kansas City is just a year removed from winning it all and has most of those key players still with them, and I think they'll be dangerous to the end. But the Twins are a great story. They've given the Indians a hard time this year in head-to-head competition, and it's nice to see because I think last year they probably weren't as bad as 103 losses would indicate. And Paul Molitor's a good baseball man, and a lot of those young players who had down years last year have rebounded and are playing much better.
Boy, interesting, as we talk with Jim Rosenhaus a little bit about Tribe baseball. What about the city of Cleveland? And, of course, we had the Warriors and the Cavaliers, and now you got a World Series with the Indians. And what's baseball like and sports like in Cleveland?
It's been tremendous. And in that calendar year last year, the Cavaliers won the title in the summer 2016. Then the Republican National Convention came, and that brought in just a tremendous amount of people. And then the World Series. So all that within a 6-month period. And even before that, The occupancy rate of apartments downtown was over capacity. Mm-hmm. They can't build fast enough for young people who want to live downtown, and it's great. So that's helped attendance. Obviously, the team on the field has helped attendance for the Indians, too. And it's really created some excitement downtown, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, very good for Cleveland. All right, we'll let you go. I know you got a lot of work to do. The key for the Tribe, what's it going to take to get back into sort of a position where, hey, the Tribe's coming in, Cleveland's coming in, there's going to be trouble here?
Well, the rotation has kind of sorted itself out, I think. Might not be as deep as it was a year ago, and the bullpen's tremendous. But offensively, they just haven't been consistent. They need some of their key hitters to really have good second halves. And if that happens, I think they'll be just fine.
Who's the key guy offensively?
Well, I think we saw it in at least the early portion of the road trip just completed. Francisco Lindor, Certainly a key guy. Michael Brantley's back this year, hitting 300, but not a whole lot of power. And we'll see if maybe that clicks in the second half. And Edwin Encarnacion's been hot for about a month. I think if he can get one of those hot stretches in the second half, that'll be a big help, too.
I like Ramirez.
And, yeah, you know, you'd take him for granted because he goes out and all he does is hit.
What a player.
Yes, tremendous all-around player. First Indian to be voted as a starter to the All-Star team since 2001.
Really?
So a great tip of the cap to him for that.
All right. Nice having you on the show. Jim Rosenhaus, a pleasure seeing you, and we'll catch up. I appreciate having you on.
Great to see you too, Marty. Thank you.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.